AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez in New York.
The people have spoken.
Raphael Warnock's declared victory in Georgia's squeaker of a Senate runoff. He'll begin his first full term in office in January.
The work that we must do is difficult. The issues are not simple, they're complex. But here's my promise to you, I will walk with you even as I work for you.
CBS News projects the Democratic incumbent edged out his Republican challenger, Herschel Walker, who'd been handpicked by former President Trump.
There's no excuses in life, and I'm not going to make any excuses now because we put up one heck of a fight.
Warnock's projected victory gives Democrats a 51-49 majority in the Senate to advance their agenda after 2 years of a 50-50 split. The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments today in a case that could impact federal elections across the country. Republicans in North Carolina claim the Constitution gives state lawmakers absolute authority over elections. They say it includes the sole power to draw congressional districts and approve voting laws. A jury in New York City has found Donald Trump's business organization guilty of tax fraud. Correspondent Catherine Herridge.
The verdict is a major blow and could complicate the Trump Organization's operations going forward by making it harder to secure loans. It also seems to strengthen a separate investigation by the New York State Attorney General, alleging members of the Trump family inflated their net worth to get the most favorable terms from banks.
Duke Energy says it expects to have power back up soon for tens of thousands of people in Moore County, North Carolina, who've been without since the weekend. Spokesman Jeff Brooks.
We have made very good progress and are moving that estimate up to Wednesday night, just before midnight. So we will hope to have all customers back on by then.
Investigators say whoever shot up two power substations knew what they were doing. Still no suspects and no word on a motive. A reprieve for killer police robots in San Francisco. Correspondent Steve Futterman.
The controversial plan approved only last week would have permitted authorities to attach an explosive device to a remote-controlled robot, but only in limited circumstances, when the loss of life is imminent and there is no other option. Now the supervisors have reversed themselves, but it may only be temporary. There will be further discussion.
102-year-old Ike Schaub, among a handful of survivors who will gather at Pearl Harbor today to remember the 2,400 servicemen killed in the Japanese bombing 81 years ago.
I wouldn't have missed it. You could have brought me here in the hospital bed.
This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-577-4976. 800-577-4976. 800-577-4976.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably. Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 32. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 15. Tonight, mainly clear skies. High temperatures reach up to 36. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program, Nature Magazine. I just got their daily, I get a little newsletter every day in email, Monday through Friday, kind of a summary of their top stories. And one of them was that a COVID infection, severe COVID infection, ages the brain. That they're now, they've done a bunch of autopsies on people who have died, not from COVID, but, you know, just died, who had COVID over the last couple of years. And those people who had a severe case of COVID, their brains look like the brains of people 10, 20 years older than they are. Much older than they should, the brains look older than they should because they're older than the chronological age of the people. And which brings me to the geeky science here, I'm not even sure this is geeky science. It's just, this is the reality, this sad story. Mark Sumner brought this to my attention, writing about it over at Daily Kos. The article is titled, "This is the Price of COVID-19 Disinformation, the Worst Flu Season in Decades." And you say, well, what does the flu have to do with COVID? Well, this is an amazing story. What it turns out is, first off, the flu that is circulating right now is the H3N2 flu. It expresses the H3N2 proteins. And that's one of the flu vaccine typically is tweaked against three or four different flu variations. And in fact, the vaccine I got, I'm pretty sure it was called quadrivalent, which means that there's it's got four different dead flu viruses in it, or it's made somehow with those four different viruses. And one of them is this particular one, H3N2, or something close enough to it that it provides some serious protection from this virus, that this flu virus that is now over 70% of all the cases in the United States. That's the good news. The vaccine works against flu. The bad news, and I'm hearing this from my own family. I've got, one kid who's a nurse practitioner, another who's a physician's assistant, and they both work in critical care and ERs and primary care right now are working at two of the largest hospitals in Portland. And we were hearing last night just horror stories about just how slammed these hospitals are and doctors' offices and everybody else with this flu that's going around. And, part of the problem apparently is, although this is purely speculative, is that some people are just, it's been 2 years since anybody had the flu, basically, because we've been masked and we've been avoiding crowds and we haven't been, going into public places and hanging out with each other. And so we didn't get COVID, we didn't get the flu either. So number one. And as a result, people's just kind of general immunity is down. But also this particular flu, this H3N2, is a ass kicker. It's a tough flu. But the real problem is that the anti-vax folks who have been ragging on people about the horrors of the COVID vaccine are causing people to say, maybe I shouldn't get any vaccine. Maybe I shouldn't get my flu shot this year. And, you know, and on top of that, now, I mean, the CDC just reported that 81% of people who got one of the early COVID shots never got the boosters. And, you know, there was a headline in Drudge last week that said, more people who are vaxxed are now dying of COVID than unvaxxed. Well, the reason for that is, A, the number of unvaxxed people is now a relatively small minority in the United States. Most people are vaccinated. But secondly, a lot of people got their first shots and then never followed up. And 6 months or a year after you've gotten a shot, it's like you got no shot or damn close to it. So this disinformation campaign, which, by the way, we also we believe has been amplified by some of the foreign trolls on social media, the Russian or whatever trolls on social media pushing anti-vax information, is creating a real problem. There's also, this is a quote from, I'm not sure where this is. It's the Washington Post. The Washington Post says, what many people don't realize is that even after someone recovers from the flu, the inflammatory response generated by the virus continues to wreak havoc for another 4 to 6 weeks in those who are middle-aged and older, increasing the rate of heart attacks and strokes. So what are the basic things? Well, you know, the flu can be transmitted through the air, but it's also heavily transmitted through touch. Doorknobs, things like that. And so wash your hands a lot, right? In addition to wearing a mask when you go out in public. And yeah, you know, if somebody looks at you funny, just say, you know, I don't want to get sick. Or I'm immune compromised, or I mean, we all are in a little bits and ways, right? Age is an immune compromiser. So I just, you know, I wanted to share that with you. And now let's just get back to your phone calls. We've covered a whole lot of stuff today, from impeachments to Trump to the future of the Republican Party, to who can become Speaker of the House, to Putin signing a law banning any expression of being gay at all in Russia, to the Supreme Court trying to use creative expression as the new way of imposing religious beliefs on other people around gay folks, to Alito talking smack about black kids wearing Klan robes, to Greg Palast's report from Georgia, to Kanye West asking Jews to forgive Hitler. I mean, it's just a lot to talk about here. So let me pick up your thoughts on this. Rebecca in Savannah, Georgia. Hey, Rebecca, how's everything going in Savannah?
Oh, my God, I got a knot in my stomach the size of a bowling ball.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. It's been a long time since I've been there. You live in a beautiful city.
Yes, we do. I just wanted to talk about the SB 202 and piggyback off what another caller was talking about.
Okay.
Using the law against what it's being, what it was written for.
Mm-hmm.
Until it's clear that we need federal voting rights protections. Like, we gotta use it.
Yeah.
Because every election, they can see the turnout. And then in amenable county, because now SB 202, they can come and replace members of county boards.
That's right.
So they can just...
That's right. In fact, they've done that in a lot of democratically controlled counties.
The most favorable... Right. You're right. So until Democrats grow some cojones and start going on the offense, this is going to be our demise.
So Republicans under SB 202 have challenged over 140,000 voters and said, you're not allowed to vote. I'm challenging you. And in some cases, one individual has challenged, you know, thousands and thousands of voters. And those voters right. then have to go to the Secretary of State's office and say, here's my driver's license, here's my birth certificate, I am who I said I am, I should be allowed to vote, and, you know, before they can actually get a ballot as opposed to a placebo ballot, a provisional ballot. So you're arguing, Rebecca, that Democrats should be doing the same thing, challenging Republican voters? Do I have that right?
Yes. Republican heavy, because empathy is the only mover. So when everybody finds out, like, oh man, this is like really a pain in the ass, and they start griping about it, until Republicans start hearing it from their own constituents, it's just going to keep being used.
That's a good point.
The Democratic Party.
That's a good point. And so then the question is, how do you come up with a list of Republicans? The challenge.
Well, also, one point, go on the Georgia Secretary of State website, and they seem to be selling voter lists now.
Well, they are public information, yeah.
Right, but advertising them for sale, like, one of the first things you see.
Oh, really?
Which is crazy to me. I mean, I know you can, like, request them.
Yeah.
But it was a process before, when now it's just an invitation. And, I mean, Democratic principles say, I believe everybody has a right to vote. So it, you are relying on Democratic values to prevent you from using a strategic in.
Right, you're highlighting the hypocrisy.
Fundamentally believe in it.
Right, you're highlighting the hypocrisy of Democrats saying, we believe everybody should be allowed to vote, but by the way, here's a list of 70,000 registered Republicans in Cherokee County that we don't think should vote.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, but I totally get your argument that, you know, they're not going to change this law until it gets used against Republicans. I totally get that.
Right, until it hurts.
Yeah.
Until it hurts. Because every election they'll be like, oh, we need 11,780 more votes.
There you go.
And, like, counties will just, you know, chip away 100 at a time.
Yeah.
And it's happening in every county, or, like, you know, a number of counties.
No, it is. It absolutely is. And it would be interesting to see a campaign like that put together. It would probably be disavowed by the Democratic Party loudly, but it would be fascinating. Rebecca, thank you. Thank you for the call. And thanks for the report from Savannah. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Savannah, Georgia's got to be one of the prettiest towns in America, and their cemeteries are amazing. Anyhow, we'll be right back. Did you know that back about 4 years ago, Donald Trump, with taking a whole pile of money from big tech and Ajit Pai, the Verizon lawyer who Trump put in charge of the FCC, they changed the laws so that, unlike any other developed democracy in the world, uniquely in the United States, your internet service provider can and does record everything you do online. And that's why I use ExpressVPN. In the United States, they can legally sell this information, ad companies, tech giants, or basically anybody who wants to buy it. And they do because of these changes in the law that Donald Trump made happen. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so people can't peep on your online activity. Just fire up the app and click one button. It works on phones, laptops, even routers, so everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. Secure your online activity today at expressvpn.com/Tom and get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free. That's expressvpn.com/THOM, expressvpn.com/Tom. Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold.
Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at tomhartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species.
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. So what gifts are you getting this year for the wine lovers and entertaining mavens in your life? For this holiday season, why not go to WineEnthusiast.com for unique, quality wine gifts and accessories for everyone, naughty or nice, on your list. You want it? They have it. Wine Enthusiast designs and offers the largest selection of wine storage for every drinker, every budget, and every collection from 6 to 600 bottles. Plus, expert wine storage consultants are available by phone to help you find the right fit for all your needs. WineEnthusiast.com will be a holiday gift-giving destination for me and Louise with the best customer reviews and hassle-free returns. Visit WineEnthusiast.com or text CHEERS to 73784. That's CHEERS to 73784. Shop the best prices of the holiday season on wine gifts everyone will love at WineEnthusiast.com. From premium wine storage and dazzling decanters to personalized cheese boards and outdoor axe-throwing sets. Bring wine to life with Wine Enthusiast. Text CHEERS to 73784. So CHEERS to 73784. Message and data rates may apply. 22 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls on all these many things we've been talking about today. Joyce in Bellevue, Massachusetts. Washington. Hey, Joyce. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm calling to get you to clarify something on a radio station about gerrymandering. Mm-hmm. Is up court now, and this has to do with which state it is. But if
Joyce, I'm sorry, your phone is fading in and out. Can you try to ask the question real concisely so that, you know, in the hopes that your phone won't fade out in the middle of it?
Okay, would you clarify what is before the Supreme Court now that one state has brought up about gerrymandering wherein the state legislatures would be in control?
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's the case that's being heard either this afternoon or tomorrow. I've seen two different stories on that. I think it's tomorrow. That case, that's Moore v. Harper, and in that case, the Republicans in North Carolina did an insane gerrymander, and they're being sued saying that, you know, you can't do that. That violates the state's constitution. You're violating the rights of people within the state to have basically equal representation. And there's a clause in the Constitution that says that the time and nature of voting shall be determined by the state legislatures. And I'm imperfectly quoting that, It's not time and nature, it's something else, but it's something like basically how the election is conducted is up to the state legislature unless the federal Congress passes a law stating otherwise. So, you know, which Congress has not passed a law regulating voting outside of the Voting Rights Act. And so what North Carolina is saying in this case, or the Republicans in North Carolina are saying in Moore v. Harper, is that we are the state legislature, we have the right to gerrymander like we want, and the Supreme Court of the state of North Carolina does not have the right to oversee us because we're the legislature, and the Constitution says the legislature doesn't say the state Supreme Court, and it doesn't say the governor. The governor can't stop us either. And if that logic holds, if the Supreme Court embraces that logic, first off, you're going to see just crazy gerrymanders all across the country. That'll be, you know, it'll just be, you know, open season on states that are controlled by Republicans to gerrymander so severely that they'll add another dozen or two dozen Republican seats to the House of Representatives, even, you know, even if Democratic representation would indicate that they shouldn't, number one. But number two, then the corollary belief of that is that the state legislature can also assert their, you know, they can also claim, they can also choose, essentially, their own electors for president of the United States, regardless of how the people in the state voted. And if that happens, then states that have Republican-controlled legislatures where the people vote for a Democrat for president, like Georgia, like Arizona, those states' legislatures will be able to say, no, we're going to hand the election to Donald Trump rather than whoever actually won the election for president. So it's kind of two issues. One is the gerrymandering, the other is the presidential election. Did I answer your question, Joyce?
You did. Okay. It's so confusing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, it's a kind of two-layer thing. Carolyn in Chicago. How do you say it, Carolyn?
Caroline.
Okay. Hey, Caroline, what's up?
Hi, Tom. If Reverend Warnock wins today, would the Democrats be in a stronger position to expand the Supreme Court?
Massively. The main thing is, the main benefit that Warnock winning will provide to the Democrats in the Senate is that they will then be able to stack all of their committees with one more Democrat than Republican. So the committees will not be 50-50. So they can change the rules of how the committees work. They can give the committees subpoena power. They can move forward with a whole bunch of things that they might not have been able to do, like getting them out of committee, getting things voted out of committee so that they can get them to the floor for a vote. It will be a huge big deal. And I think the media has been underselling this or kind of playing it down because it's a partisan advantage, frankly, and I don't know why they don't want to talk about it, but it's a huge big deal. Caroline, thank you for the call.
And expand the Supreme Court.
Say that again?
That would have
to come out of the Judiciary Committee, and this will give the Democrats control over that committee, so yes.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's tomorrow, Moore v. Harper. We'll be right back, 27 minutes past the hour. Back with you on the other side of this break. You know, the guys in your life aren't boring, so don't give them boring gifts. Give them the gift from Man Crates. Show him you really care with hundreds of totally unique gift options available at mancrates.com. Like the Whiskey Appreciation Crate with a personalized handmade whiskey decanter and tumblers, ice sphere molds, slate coasters, and snacks. Or the Grillmaster Crate with a brass knuckle meat tenderizer, cast iron smoker box, steak thermometers, and more. Man Crates packs his gift in unique containers, so watching him open his gift is an unforgettable experience. Personalization is free, and every Man Crates gift comes with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
They say the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. In the same way, the journey to end poverty for good begins first with a child. A journey like this takes commitment from you and me. A commitment to end poverty for good. Learn how you can help at children.org right now.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 32. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 15. Tonight, mainly clear skies. High temperatures reach up to 36. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
So I'm pretty good with money, and now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Oh.
Our one-hour free podcast recaps our show, and it's available wherever fine podcasts are found. And we have the full three-hour podcast available over at TomHartmann.com if you want to really support our program.
Spoiled supermarket meat, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3-rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty's been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Our dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text Tom to 511-511 today, drmartypets.com. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out. That's drmartypets.com/Tom, or text Tom to 511-511. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls on all these topics of the day. James in Miami, Oklahoma. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Well, hi, Tom. Yeah, I was going to talk to you about education and how that I, you know, I don't think the kids learn anything, but I've listened to, it was kind of going to the same thing that Rebecca did such a good job at, so I just want to ask you a question.
Okay.
Can these red states survive without income from California, Oregon, Washington, Illinois, Michigan, New York, New Jersey, and I'm sure I left out one of the really high tax states. Can they survive?
I think they can, but they have to cut back dramatically on the services and benefits that they're offering their citizens. I mean, you've got some states like Kentucky that get almost $3 back for every dollar they send to Washington, D.C., and then you got states like California that get back, I'm doing this from memory, so it might not be exactly right, but it's something like 70 cents, maybe 80 cents on the dollar. And so, yeah, we've got the red states are, I'm not sure about Oklahoma, but, you know, the old southern, the old Confederacy states are the ones that are the largest drain on the federal coffers.
Well, why don't we have any leverage in that regard? Why can they just run amok with these elections, do what they want, put people in place? We know they're going to cheat. And the one thing that my dog's been upset about this.
Your dog's upset about it, too.
I forgot what I was saying now.
Why can't we go after these red states for messing with the elections when they're so basically in debt? I totally get it. You know, if the tables were turned, if the blue states were the ones that were bleeding money and they were and their coffers were being filled up by the red states, I guarantee you the Republicans would be holding hearings about this every single year. They would be yelling and screaming about the greedy blue states and how they're just giving money away and they're behaving irresponsibly, quack, quack, quack. And frankly, I think the Democrats should be doing that. I think they should be holding hearings about this. I think they should be highlighting this. I think it should become an issue in every election. But, you know, so far the Democratic Party has been far more interested in getting things done for people than complaining about what the Republicans aren't doing, sadly.
Well, what you and Rebecca were talking about was the fact that Republicans or Democrats really start need to press the issue. They play dirty, and we're trying to play fair.
Yep.
They fight dirty. They have dirty rules. We know they're going to gerrymander districts. There's got to be some leverage we can do with tax money that says, hey, you're not going to get to live the way you want to live on our money.
I agree.
If you gerrymander your districts.
I agree.
We don't have a representative government.
Not any longer. Arguably never did.
Because of Fox News. I'm 80 years old. I've seen a lot of presidents, and I've seen a lot of things, but the worst thing that ever happened to this country was Fox News. They use your free speech and your free press to overthrow you. Yeah. I just don't know why we need to let that happen.
Yeah, Kevin Rudd, who was the Prime Minister of Australia, which is where Rupert Murdoch and his family came from, wrote an op-ed for the Sydney Morning Herald, which is like their New York Times. You know, it's the big national newspaper. Back, I don't know, 6-8 years ago, something like that. You can Google it easily. And that was titled, Rupert Murdoch is the Cancer at the Heart of Australian Democracy. And Murdoch did that to Australia, then he moved to the UK, and he did it to the UK, and that's why they've got Brexit now, and they've got huge buyer's remorse. Brexit only has 37 or 39% support now among the people. And then he came to the United States and became a citizen so that he could own a television network, and is doing it here. And I'm with you. I think Fox has done serious damage to our country.
Well, but I don't know if we're going to break up into city states. You know, there's that kind of thought.
I hope not. But you know.
Well, I do too. I hope that we win that election in Georgia, and proceed knocking some of this stuff out, because it. I don't know how much time we have to avoid not talking about the truth. The truth is earth, water, and air. You know,
they're all under assault.
We can't. Yes, it's all one thing.
Yeah.
And I think you do a much better job at doing a rant. So I'm going to quit.
Okay.
And thank you very much, Tom, for what you do.
James.
I always look forward to seeing you on. Shows like Bill Maher and things like that. You had a lot. So
thank you, James. Thank you very much. And thanks for watching the show there in Miami, Oklahoma. I do appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Sebastian in Kingston, New York. Hey, Sebastian, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to ask about your views on natural immunity, because I heard earlier you're pointing out how 52% of people in the hospitals are now vaccinated. And these reports are just continuing to us versus them, the vaccinated versus unvaccinated dance. And I feel it's really still tearing a lot of communities apart. You know, why not discuss natural immunity, which we've relied on for thousands of years? The MRA shots are still under emergency use authorization, same for the bivalent boosters. The FDA board is approving stuff that they haven't made yet, but I don't want to get too far into that. You know, for $6, I got my antigens tested. Once I got COVID, I had antibodies for 3-4 months after that. I got tested every month. I even had my T-cell test done, and it showed that my body recognizes the sickness.
Well, you've got access to labs and more money than I do, Sebastian. The reason that you don't, that rational people in this day and age do not want to use natural immunity as their way to protect themselves from COVID is because the only way you acquire natural immunity is by being infected. And, you know, that natural immunity works fine with the common cold or the flu, although, you know, we could debate that even, you know, with 40,000 Americans dying every year from the flu. But we just had 1 million Americans die from COVID. And, you know, that's like saying, let's have natural immunity with syphilis or gonorrhea, or let's have natural immunity with smallpox. It's crazy. You don't want, if you've got a vaccine that actually works, that has been given now to over 1 billion people, and the side effects are inconsequential, statistically speaking. You've got a vaccine that actually works and does prevent death. And what we're seeing now is that people who are fully boosted are not dying in the hospitals, pretty much at all, outside of, you know, really, really elderly or immune compromised people, which is not you and me. And so it just, you know, this whole argument that, you know, my own immune system can take care of me. Fine. Tell me that when you've got syphilis, or tell me that when you're dying from COVID.
No.
One of the things that we know is that when you get COVID, if you get a serious case, it's going to age your brain. When you get COVID, if you get a serious case, there's a very good chance you're going to end up with a stroke or a heart attack. One of my kids' partner's father just got COVID and ended up with a stroke from it. What idiot would take that kind of risk? I mean, he wasn't an idiot. He was fully vaxxed and boosted, but he's, you know, in his 80s, and so, you know, he just doesn't have, you know, no vaccine is going to give him that kind of immunity.
It makes sense to be fully vaxxed and boosted in your 80s. And if you're
You know, I'm convinced that he would be dead if he hadn't been vaxxed and boosted.
In your 80s and you have concerns?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sebastian, this whole natural immunity thing is BS when it comes to COVID, and you don't want to go down that road. Thanks for the call. George in Seattle. Hey, George, what's on your mind?
Hi, I just dug out my COVID tests that I got from the government.
and they all show used by August 13th, 2022.
Right. They did say, the FDA did say recently that you can extend those dates by either 3 or 6 months. I don't recall which, but apparently they, you know, they didn't, when they made them, they didn't know how long the reagents would work, but apparently they last a whole lot longer than the use by date.
Has there been any word about putting out updated tests?
Yeah, you can walk into a drugstore and buy them. But I would encourage you, if you've got some old tests with, you know, that look like they're expired, just plug that into a search engine, you know, using COVID tests beyond expiration date, and you'll find the articles. It was maybe, 4 or 5 months ago, Sean, thereabouts, that the FDA came out and said, you know, these COVID tests are actually good long after the expiration dates. But I'm sorry, I don't recall the details, George, but it is easy to find online, or it should be. It certainly should be. I mean, it was an official government proclamation, essentially. It'll be in a few seconds, 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a second.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. And welcome back, picking up your calls, Nina in McAlpin, Florida. Hey, Nina, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I'm just exhausted. I'm tired of the media propping up Trump. I'm tired of them propping up his followers. Isn't his followers about dwindled down to nothing? Why can't we just do a stop Trump, don't even mention his name, like we do, you know, wanted people or you know, enemies of the people? Just quit saying his name, and won't he eventually just go away?
I think, Nina, well, first of all, two thoughts. The first off is, if there's a poisonous snake in your house and you know he's in your house, you're not going to stop looking at the floor, right, to make sure he's not coming up on you. And that's basically Donald Trump in our body politics. So, you know, we can't just kind of ignore him because he is that poisonous snake, you know, metaphorically. That said, I believe that the Republican Party is very close to the verge of completely rejecting Donald Trump. Now, the question that gets raised is, does he have enough juice to power his way through a Republican primary and end up the nominee for 2024 again, even if he's, or maybe even especially if he gets arrested? And this is where, you know, there's this whole thing about, you know, be careful of what you wish for. Benjamin Netanyahu was fading politically. He was a very controversial figure. He got indicted for bribery. He made a whole big fuss about, hey, this isn't right, and these were just small gifts, and I'm the victim, and blah, blah. He played the victim card so brilliantly that he's now prime minister of Israel again, even though he's still under indictment for a crime. Ken Paxton, same thing in Texas. He got indicted 7 years ago for securities fraud. He has been fighting that indictment for 7 years. He has not yet had a trial yet, but he's been arrested and everything, and yet he's still the attorney general for the state. So, because he's playing the victim card. So the question is, will Trump, you know, if Trump gets indicted, will his playing the victim card work to his advantage or his detriment? I think most people assume it'll hurt him. I'm not sure it will, at least not with the base. So the big question is whether the Republicans like him or not, whether Republicans want to get rid of him or not, will he be able to ride his base into, you know, being the nominee for president in 2024? If he does, I don't think there's a snowball's chance in hell that he'll win the election. But I do think there is a good chance that he'll become the nominee. And it's just going to be fascinating to watch, Nina. Am I making sense here?
Hopefully he won't even be the nominee. Hopefully he will not even be relevant then.
Yeah, yes, I am with you. Nina, thank you very much for the call. Sharon in Crystal Lake, Illinois. Hey, Sharon, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I was wondering, after the Supreme Court hears the cases, do they go back into their chambers and talk about, like, what both sides have presented and, like, debate whatever their vote is going to be?
They used to. My understanding is, and this is just based on a book that I read about the Supreme Court by Chernow, I think, or Cheraminsky. He's a constitutional scholar, a law professor, and this was maybe 6 or 7 years ago I read the book, and I went back and revisited it when I was writing my book on the Supreme Court. And the point that he made, Edwin Cheraminsky is what I'm remembering as his name, but I could be wrong, But the point that he made was that, you know, for years and years, the court would sit around and debate those kinds of issues and stuff like that. But really, in the last 30 years or so, what has happened is the individual justices go back, they sit down with their clerks, they figure out what they want to, you know, what their position is going to be and what their you know, affirmation or dissent is going to be of the decision, and write that stuff. And then in some cases they'll circulate it to other of their colleagues. In some cases they don't. They wait for it to be a surprise. But that kind of collegial, collaborative stuff, that kind of died decades ago, apparently.
That's horrible, because I'm so impressed with Ketanji Brown Jackson, or Jackson Brown.
Yeah.
She's so intelligent and makes and asks such good questions that, you know, I was hoping that maybe some of the liberals could change the minds of the conservatives.
I think those days
in their ruling.
Yeah, I think not that those days were ever particularly strong. I mean, you know, changing the minds of people is real difficult, generally speaking.
Yeah.
But I think those days of collegiality are gone. Sharon, I need to move along, but thank you for the call.
Okay,
it was great to hear from you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Robert in Manchester, New Hampshire. Hey, Robert, what's up?
Hey, how you doing? So I wanted to talk about something else, but one of your callers actually brought up Trump. So I'm a Republican, and I can't stand Trump. I would rather not vote for him than him win the primary or the election. Mm-hmm. If Trump becomes the nominee, Biden's going to get another 4 years. I promise you, Trump has to win back Republicans like me and the independents, and it is not going to happen.
I agree.
He can't shut his mouth about the 2020 election, and I said it from the beginning. If he opens his mouth about the 2020 election, he's stealing his fate. He can't shut up about it. Trump is not going to win.
Yeah, what astonishes.
I don't like Biden. I don't want Biden to win, but Trump is not going to beat Biden.
Yeah.
And 2024.
Yeah, what astonishes me is that Democrats are not using the same phrase that Republicans used against Al Gore in 2000, which is sore loser. I mean, that's what Kerry Lake is. That's what Donald Trump is. They're sore losers. And, you know, we have a long history in America of not really admiring sore losers, Robert.
Trump has become worse than a sore loser. He's become worse than what he was in the 4 years in office.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
He's not going to win. He's probably going to win the primary, to be honest. His base is just. You remember when he said he could shoot somebody in Times Square and he'd still hold his base or something?
Yep, on Fifth Avenue.
I think he was right. Some of these people are nuts. They don't care if Trump loses in 2024. They want him to run.
Yeah. But I think your state, you know, Robert, you're calling from Manchester, New Hampshire, and I think that your state really, you know, with you've got several good Republicans there who have repudiated Donald Trump. So, you know, that's a good sign, I think. But, you know, we'll see. Robert, thank you for the call. And thanks for listening to SiriusXM. I do appreciate it. Thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It does require all of us, as Bernie used to say all the time, and then President Obama started picking up that phrase. It's true. Democracy is not democracy if we don't participate in it. So make sure that you're registered to vote and figure out how you can participate in our democracy. There's always a way. There's always a way. Tag you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. We'll see you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to PVA.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.